Welcome to Pert Sacks of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. In this Pert, we hear about the kings of Scots between 1153 and 1214.
Mockham the Fort, the Maiden, 1153 to 1165. Born on the 20th of March, 1142, Mockham was the son of Prince Henry and Ada of Warwin, and grandson of King Dovat I. It had been the ettle of King Dovat that Henry was to foley him on the throne, clear eneugh that the kingship was changing for the old custom of weel and the best king for amang the kindred. But with Henry's death, his son Mockham the Fort became Scotland's first boy king. See, an 11-year-old laddie was new made king at Scone. Apparently, Duncan Earl of Fife was guardian of Mockham as a bairn, and most likely ruled on his behalf for 2 or 3 years, at least till 1157. Mockham was an oot-noot Norman in his fancies and friends, a fact that fashed aween nobles. But war near een was this young king no stunning up to the Ingles king. In July 1157, Mockham met with Henry of England and disposed his lands of Cumberland and Northumberland, Henry gaining him the earldom of Huntingdon instead. Henry had broken his earlier wad that their lands would aye belang the Scots croon, but the Southron king had the mocht and the empire to daunton the laddie king. Hod in the lands of Huntingdon, Mockham was called on to Serre and Henry's army in France in the summer of 1159, and they both sieged the town of Toulouse. Here, Mockham was nichted by the Ingles king, but both had to draw water to Normandy when King Louis of France turned up with his own army. But now Mockham's ways had the old nobles of Scotland austere. In 1160, he won back hame and gaed to Perth. Fergus, the Ree of Galloway, put his cell at the head of Kern nobles and sieged the king in Perth. They didna like their king gone outland and Cern in a Fremit army as another chiel's vassal. But Mockham's Norman nichts brak the siege. Syne, they lichted on Galloway for to gie Fergus a pakin, and the old Ree was made to demit his lands till his 2 sons, Uchtred and Gilbert. For now on, Mockham's family regarded Galloway no as a kingship, but as a lordship to be held for him through Norman-style charter. It was in this time that Mockham strengthened ties with Fremit rulers. His mither, the Queen Dowry or Ada, was a kent speckled body at the Scots court, and she was aft-sprung for Henry I of France. Mockham's sister, Margaret, was married on Conan, Duke of Bertany, in 1160, and another sister, Ada, was married on Florence, Count of Holland, in 1161 or 1162. In the West, in Argyll and the Isles, Summerlead, the Ree Argyll, warzled with both the King of Man and the King of Scots. About 1154, Gothread, King of Man, had become the Man of the King of Norwa, making this official for the first time. Though the kings of Norwa had lang claimed our lordship, our man in the Lave of the Isles. But in 1156, Summerlady Argyll focht and defeat Gothread, and signed drave him out in 1158. Summerlead and his family now rang over all the Isles but Lewis and Skye, though he was threatened by King Mockham's Norman lords bigging up the rain poor in the Firth of Clyde. They were a fikey piece to start with, but in 1164, Summerlead led his army down the Clyde and was met at Renfrew by Walter Ollinson, the Heath Steward at the King's Court, and there were a sharp fecht. Summerlead was killed, and Walter's family, signed Kent as the Stuarts, came to hod the croon of the causey in the Clyde Ert. As for King Mockham, he took no weal in the Herse till 1165, and died on 9th December at Jethert in the Borders. He was buried in Dunfermline. But why he was cried the Maiden isn't clear, but he was just 23 years old and was never married. William the First, the Lion, 1165 to 1214. Born in 1143, William was the second son of Prince Henry and Ada of Warwin. William was made king at Scone on 24th December 1165. Like his brother Mockham, he was Guy Frenchified, and was the first Scots king to make common cause with the King of France, but this would be his undoing. To start with, Willem got alang weel aneuch with his neighbour in England, where he gaed in 1166 to pay homage for the Earldom of Huntingdon. This gied him the inlet to pit ferret his family claims to Cumberland and Northumberland, and he even folied the Ingles king out of the water to Bertany in the Simmer, where it is said that the Scots king took part in the rinks. But, by 1173, Willem couldna wait ony mair to see whether the northern shires of England would be judged his, and he jined a hantle folk, the King of France comprehend it, in arising again the King of England. He licht it on the border with an army to make good his claim, and ettled at a siege of the important castle at Alnwick in Northumberland. In 1174, he got a heed of his army, along with a puckle French and Flemish knechts, and made camp. But ae morning, his small party was ambushed with a Cornorland barons of England, and Willem took a lance to his horse, laying him preened to the grun. His men slaughed up, King Willem was taken prisoner and carried awa to Normandy, where the Ingles king was. The Ingles king, Henry II, wouldna louse Willem till he agreed to the bemeaning Treaty of Falaise, sealed on 1st December 1174. By the terms of this, Willem was now to pay homage till Henry II, no just for lands held in England, but for the kinrick of Scotland forby. And for to make sure the treaty was upheld, hostages would be gien ower, and the houses of strength at Berwick, Embra, and Roxburgh filled with Southron soldiers. But Henry of England wasna finished. He wanted the bishops of Scotland to make themselves subject to the Kirk in England. Who and ever, the bishops of Scotland was ident in the defence of their richts and for the kinrick. At a council held in 1176, they wouldna agree to be subjected to England. The Pape in Rome was in a swither, and put the matter off in 1179, an afcome that weel suited the Scots. And so the matter of the Kirk in Scotland was left hanging, but Willem had sairly done to his croon. While their debates had been going on, the men of Galloway fell to fechting among themselves. The 12 brothers, Lords Uchtred and Gilbert, focht one another for the hale lordship. The king's Norman lords thereawa fund themselves siege it and kilt, and syne Gilbert took Uchtred and cut it out his tongue. It was 1176 afore King Willem daunted Gilbert at the command of his our lord, King Henry. It was with the blessing of his our lord that Willem, aged 42, was married on Armengarda of Beaumont, daughter of Richard, Viscount of Beaumont in France, and Constance of Maine. The marriage took place on 5th September 1186 at Woodstock by Oxford in England. Willem had to thole his vassal Stonin till Henry of England died. The new king, Richard, signed Kent as the Lion Hertit, was wanting siller for his crusade. In December 1189, in a gathering held at Canterbury, a new treaty was made between the kings. The old Treaty of Falaise was allied it, and King Willem now bought back his freedom and the freedom of Scotland for the sum of 10,000 merks in gowd and siller. For now on, the Southron king agreed, Scotland would be as free stonin' as it had been in the days of Willem's brother Mockham, and ony homage paid by the Scots king would be for his Ingles estates alone. Willem had twa problems in his kinrick, yin sib to the other. Yin was the own gone claim of the family of Willem Duncanson to the croon, a claim that was a good yin, and the other was the mocht of Harold Earl of Orkney. Harold had seen off his phase in 1158, laying him maester of the hale of Caithness in Orkney his lane, and he was married on the kinrid of Mockham Sanderson. This makes sense of his uphod of the kinrid of Willem Duncanson, otherwise kent as the Mac Willems. In 1179 they rose up, and King Willem had to gae north. He pushed up into Ross and bigot castles along the Mur at the Cromarty Firth, but this didna stop Donal MacWillam bringing in an army in 1181. For a puckle year, the twa sides warzled wi yin another, until, in the summer of 1187, the king's men, heed it by Roland Lord of Galloway, happened to meet in with Donal at a steed cried Mam Garav, or Roch Hill, north at Inverness. There were a sharp fecht, and Donal was killed. Roland had Donal's heed cindered and sent to Wealham as a gift. Earl Harold, meanwhile, had ta'en the wrang side in the civil weir in Norowa, and the King of Norowa took Shetland off of him in 1195. Bishop John of Caithness didn't get along with Harold either, and steered King Wealham again the Orkney Earl. In 1196, King Wealham led an army the length of Thurza and Dauntant Harold, but the following year, Harold's son Thorfinn focht again the King's men at Inverness. Harold was clocht, hid his lands in Scotland forfeited, and jailed for a time, and his son Thorfinn blinded and mankit. In Twalo Yin, Bishop John clyped to King Wealham that Harold was here in dealings with the King of England, and saying Harold's men ill hurt at the bishop. Wealham marched north yin's mare, but agreement was made whereby Harold would haud Caithness, but pay a tribute to the Scots king. And see things stood when Harold died in 1206. King Wealham had pushed his rule into Caithness, Sutherland and Ross, and he wanted to redd up the stoning of the Kirk of Scotland that the bishops of Canterbury and York had baith been claiming authority over. The mater had been left hanging, but in 1192, Pape Celestine's decree ordained that the Ecclesia Scoticana, or Kirk in Scotland, was subject to nane but the Pape as his ain bias Dochter Kirk. Along with this, and most likely at the fleeching of Kirkmen, the King's Chancery drappit the old form of addressing folk in charters conform to their ethnic background, whether as French, Ingalls, Scots, or whatever. Clearly, it had come to some Teal's mind that addressing folk this way upheld the sindry ethnic springheeds. Instead, the Chancery honour King Wealham knew address folk just as the King's gid subjects. In 1198, Queen Armangarda had given birth to a son, cried Alisander. This meant that the croon would haud gone in Wealham's line, sae lang as naebody upheld the richts o' the Mac Wealhams. The king, new auld and Aiblins donut getting, was maist fashed that his son would folly him athoot ony weir. This is what why Wealham was sweert to get into mischief with King John of England, even when John was acting it. But nonetheless, trouble cam in 1209. The Ingalls had biggit a new castle at the border. Wealham didna like it. The twa fell out, and John broached an army north. Peace was made, and Wealham honda over his twa dochters, Margaret and Isabella, to be married off in England. He was aye in hope that the Ingalls king micht gie him a honda again the Mac Wealhams. The storm cam in the summer of 1211. Gothried Mac Wealham landed for Ireland with an army and steed at his cell in Ross. Yin's mare, the old king had to come north. There were blatters back and for it. The king begat forts, Gothried brunt them doon, and say an own. In the Hearst, Wealham had to withdraw. At the hinner end, it was Gothried's ain men that turned him in, through the simmer of 1212. He was ta'en to the king's castle in the Mearns, and was heeded in front of 14-year-old Prince Alisander. King Wealham, now 69, travelled through the borders and signed to Murray, where he had dealings with Earl John of Caithness. But he took no weal when the way sooth. He died on the 4th of December, 1214, at Stirling Castle, and was buried on the 10th of December in the abbey he had founded at Arbroath. He is the longest ruling King of Scots at 49 year. He had been an aye-gone king, witnessing charters for the borders to Murray, though Ember and Perth was maist forben with him. What why he is kent to history as the Lion isna clear. Wealham's wife, Queen Armangarda, died on the 11th of February, 1234, and was buried at Balmerney Abbey in Fife.